All right, Steve, here we are, our last break of the day on this Thursday, and it's been a good day. So take us home with some good closing remarks like you always do.
Well, I don't know if I always do, Shirley.
You do. You do.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
We hear them.
I hear.
Yeah, you do.
Yes. We appreciate them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate your modesty, but you
Well,
do.
Let me say this. On my vacation this year, I was working through a lot of things. And so, you know, look, you when you constantly striving to get better, to be better, to become more successful, to create more opportunity or happiness for your family or for yourself, you're going to be faced with opposition. So one of the things that I decided to help me, because there's already going to be presented so much opposition on your road to success, I've decided to remove as much negativity from my life that I'm actually able to control. Now, you can't control other people, but you can control yourself. And so the best place for me to start, I discovered, as I've always known, but I kind of reinforced it over the break, was to start with my own self. And I decided to be much more positive in my approach to everything, because positivity is, you can bathe in it and it'll just help you in your overall. It's something that you can't be a positive person here but negative person over there. You become a positive person, you normally take a positive outlook. If you're an optimistic person, you take an optimistic approach to most things. If you're a negative person, then you take a negative approach to most things. Have you ever came up with a good idea and shared it with a friend and no matter what you say, it wasn't right? Have you ever taken an idea to somebody you know and every time you give them the idea, there's a problem with it? I ran up into a quote from Albert Einstein, and it said, "Stay away from negative people. They have a problem for every solution." Stay away from negative people. They have a problem for every solution. And I read that and I started thinking in my life, I said, man, do I have people in my life like that? And there is one. There was this one person, man, who, you know, we're not friends, but we're associates. And we have to do some business dealings together. But every time I talk to them, it's a guy. Every time I come up with a solution, he got a problem with the solution. I'm pretty sure if you take inventory in your life, you'll find that you have someone like that in your circle. So you know what I decided to do this summer? I can't stop him from being the way he is, but I don't have to allow that into my circle. He don't have to be a part of my day-to-day. So around in July, I removed him. Now, we normally talk once a week, but I stopped in July. And so what I did was I just blocked his email, because the little business we do, it ain't worth the headache that I have to deal with this guy. It's just not worth the drama or the little antics that he does all the time that I constantly have to address. So I blocked him from my email and I blocked his contacts. And you know what? I don't miss him. You know what? If you remove a negative from your life, you won't miss it. As a matter of fact, you'll feel lighter. So I just removed him from my world. So look, if I'm going to take a more positive approach and control my thinking much better and say, okay, Steve, listen, man, we're going to stop speaking negative. We're going to stop this negative energy. I'm going to stop allowing people in my space to create negativity. I'm just going to stay as positive as I can. Now, I'm human, so from time to time, I do drift off. Because you can't help it. You know, sometimes you just going to get on the subject and you're going to start thinking negative thoughts or you're going to start saying negative things. Just because you get off the positive path don't mean you have to stay there. So when you make a mistake and you get off and you find yourself, well, you talking about somebody with one of your friends, just pull up, catch yourself and go, okay, my bad. Let the conversation end and start fresh. I just decided to do that this summer, that I was just going to become just an overall more positive person. And I'm going to speak more positive things into existence in my life. Tongue is very powerful, very, very powerful. So as I look at my life, that's the new approach that I've taken. And so I've decided to excommunicate all negative people from my life. So here's the announcement that I'd like to make in my closing remarks. If you have my email address and you're a negative person, stop emailing me. If you're a negative person and you have my cell phone number, do yourself a favor and don't call me, because I've already blocked you. You've probably noticed when you tried to reach me that you can't get through. So all negative people, I'm done. I invite all of you to join in, get rid of the negativity, stay on the positive course, and your life will be a lot smoother. Thank you very much. Those are my closing remarks. You out. Bounce.
All right.
Thank you.
All right,
have a great weekend.
See, that was good right there. That was good. Drop the mic, baby. Drop it.
Well, bye, Charles.
It's in the flow.
I love that.
Say it again, Julie.
Get the blocking. Let me
I'm just going to tell him right now. Bye, Charles.
Okay.